It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The second game of the Cubs-Guardians series here in Cleveland, coming up at 6:40. Can we get a little bit more Christmas in the air for the Cleveland Guardians? Yeah, Boyd, Matt Boyd's debut tonight to talk about all of it. We head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on Guardians play-by-play man for Bally Sports, the great Matt Underwood. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. Let me ask you, when Matt Boyd gets a strikeout tonight, can you yell, "Yeah, Boyd!"
Oh, I don't know about that. That's probably I don't know. We'll have to work on that one.
All right, we're just workshopping it. You never really know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Where do we set the expectations for Matt Boyd in his Guardians debut tonight?
I mean, I think they're, you know, look, he's not going to go out there and get pushed because it's his first start. I think perfect scenario, he gives you five. But I think realistically that might be asking too much. You just don't know when a guy's missed that much time and it's his first start back. The good news is, this is a veteran pitcher. And I think he's built himself up with all of the minor league starts that he's made and, you know, rehabbing. So I know he's feeling really good. He's feeling probably as good as he has at any point in his career. I think, you know, when he was in Detroit and he had the elbow injury, I think you didn't see the real Matt Boyd in his last time in the big leagues. So hopefully we see a guy that goes out and competes. And I think what we've been able to glean so far in the few conversations with him is a guy is very grateful for this opportunity. He's really been welcomed into that clubhouse. I know he can't wait to get out there. And, you know, he's facing a very aggressive hitting lineup. And I'm curious to see how that plays against, you know, his approach tonight.
Matt Underwood on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. When we look at the rotation in general, how much – because I do think you have enough landing strip to kind of figure out who are going to be your five starters, but how much closer do you think we are to figuring out who those five guys are now that we're, what, 2 weeks removed from the trade deadline and some of these acquisitions?
Well, I think as long as Matthew Boyd goes out tonight and pitches well and shows you that, okay, this is a guy that is definitely going to be a piece of the puzzle, then you're in a really good spot. Because, you know, Alex Cobb, his first time out, there was a lot of good to build on. It didn't end up well. I mean, he was one strike away, one pitch away from getting out of that inning and being a really good start for him in his debut. Unfortunately, gave up the home run, and, you know, it doesn't look as good on paper as it could have. But I think with Boyd and Cobb, they are the guys that kind of stabilize now, hopefully, this rotation. I think, obviously, you know, what you saw with Tanner Bibee in his last start against Minnesota, you feel really good. You know, gave him a little rest with the shoulder issue that he had. No big deal. I think he's good to go the rest of the way. Ben Lively just had a bad night last night. I talked to Stephen Vogt. There's no concerns about him wearing down. He said it was just a bad night for him. So, I think the rotation's in a better spot, you know, coming out of the trade deadline. And, you know, they didn't make any big splashy move in terms of pitching. But I think the under-the-radar additions of Boyd and Cobb are definitely going to help steady the ship.
Matt, looking to Big Christmas, Jhonkensie Noel, two home runs last night. If we extrapolate his numbers to play 150 games this year, he'd be on pace for 40 home runs. He's only played 30 games. That's a little bit cheap on my end. Can we get Big Christmas some more playing time here down the stretch?
I think the one way you get playing time as a player is to go out and perform, and he's done that. And I think Stephen Vogt is going to try to – I mean, he's back in the lineup today. So I think he's going to continue to try and get him as many at-bats as he can. Whether or not that's every single day remains to be seen. But, you know, to your point, you look right now, and again, it's 31 games, but he's slugging .588. When he hits the ball, he does damage. And that's an important aspect of any hitter to have in a lineup, especially this one. The only guy that's on par with that is Jose Ramirez. but Jose does it every single day. So if John Kenzie Noel can get more at-bats and can at least be a presence and a force in the middle of the lineup, then I think he's going to continue to be a guy that they can count on. And he's definitely a guy when he steps in the box. That presence, that gives the pitcher a moment to pause and say, all right, I have to make a good pitch here because this guy can turn it around in a hurry.
All right, I got a challenge slash favor of you, Mr. Underwood.
Oh, boy.
So last segment, we went down a little Christmas road, right?
Yeah, Nick? Just yeah. A little bit of one.
A little Christmas road.
Yeah.
Chances that you could say something along the lines of, next time he has a home run, of course, Santa's got a brand new bag.
You want to go with all of the holiday themes, huh?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's no big deal. No pressure on you, but, you know, I did say this to the great legendary broadcaster Fred McLeod, and he got it in a broadcast for me, so, boy, I really put the pressure on you there, didn't I?
Yeah. Jammed you up.
I jammed you up a little bit.
Look, I just love the fact that, you know, he's got a great nickname. I mean,
that's awesome.
That's just an automatic, a natural that came up through the minor leagues, and I remember Stephen Vogt said, the first time he heard it, he's like, that's just so perfect. And, you mean, the other thing about him is he plays with a big smile. He plays with some personality. And that's I wouldn't say it's lost in today's game, but you see it less and less. And I don't think it's over the top, but it's just enough to where I think he's a guy that fans are going to fall in love with the more they see him because he's got that big smile. And we all love power. I don't care if it's football, basketball, baseball, any sport. We love power. And he's a guy that when he steps into the batter's box, you don't want to go to the concession stand. You don't want to make a quick trip to the restroom. You want to see what this guy can do.
Matt Underwood on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So one guy struggling a little bit since coming over is Lane Thomas. And I can't kind of figure out where the struggles lie, whether this is just part of those splits that we've, you know, heard so much about or whether he's pressing. Does it seem like the Guardians have an understanding of kind of what has been holding him back here the last week or so?
Absolutely, and it's really, there's no mystery. It's not physical. It's not something that, you know, that he's, you know, it's going to be a long-term issue. It's the fact that, number one, he's just in a slump, and every hitter goes through it. He just happens to be in a slump where everybody's looking at him. I mean, he's kind of under the microscope because he came over in a trade, and you're expecting so much from him. I think the one thing that the hitting group has noticed is that when he's getting his pitch, he's fouling it off. And then if he's not putting that pitch in play, they have been pitching him pretty tough. I mean, he's seen a lot of sliders on the outside corner that's a tough pitch to hit, you know, whether it's for strike one or strike three to end the bat. So, I mean, he's seen some tough pitching. When he's getting his pitch, he hasn't been able to square it up and put it in play. That's hopefully just a natural slump that he will come through. You know, Rick Manning talked about it. When he got traded from Cleveland to Milwaukee in the middle of the season, he said there's an adjustment period. It's not as easy as just go from point A to point B and continue to do your thing. You know, it took him a while, he said, when he stepped into that Milwaukee lineup to kind of, man, there's a lot of eyeballs. Everybody's looking at me every time I, you know, pull up my socks and put my shoes on. Everybody's looking at me to see how I do things. So I think for Lane, it's just a matter of trying to take that deep breath and relax. I don't think anybody's overly concerned. Certainly, you want to see him produce. The good news is, you know, defensively, he's a dynamite outfielder. You know, he can play center, obviously. They played him in right. So I think that's a plus. And the offense, you know, it's going to come around at some point.
So looking to the guys who've been most consistent this year, Kwani, Naylor, Hosey, I did detect last week and maybe the week before, it felt like we had some unusually forced at bats, especially like I even noticed it with Kwan in a couple points here. Are the last three games, especially last night, is that enough to hope that maybe those guys have fought through that frustration and maybe they're getting back to being, you know, who we know them to be, patient, really damn.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm good hitters.
Yeah, I think so. I think that anytime a group collectively doesn't perform, what happens is they all try to do it themselves. And so what happens is the patience starts to go out the window, and they all try to hit their way out of the slump, as opposed to, you know, taking pitches, take your walk, and pass the baton on to the next guy. When this team's at its best, that's what they're doing. They're patient. They're wait out the pitcher. You know, when they struggle, it's because, oh, man, Kwani's 0-3. I've got to go up and get a hit right here. And you end up swinging at a bad pitch. And I just think that kind of snowballs. It's natural. It happens to every team. I think the good thing about this ball club is every time they have struggled, and look, they didn't have a 4-game losing streak until they just went through that 7-game skid. They were the second-to-last team in baseball to go through something like that. But they bounce back. You know, they lose 7 or straight, boom. They turn around, they've won 3 in a row. And so it sounds cliche, but there is a lot of fight in this team. And when they get pushed and when they get knocked down, very rarely do they sit and sulk for very long. They come back swinging, and I think that's a great trait to have, and it's going to serve them well because, look, this is going to be a fight down the stretch. I don't think the Twins are going away. Kansas City's only 5 back after losing last night. They're still going to be in the mix, so they're going to get pushed without a doubt the rest of the way.
Matt, I know we talked about Big Christmas there, but, you know, thinking back to 2022 or thinking back to 2016, both those teams down the stretch saw young guys take up big roles on that team. I can remember Tyler Naquin in 2016. 2022 was obviously Oscar Gonzalez. And so when we look at whether it's the rotation, whether it's the lineup, whether it's the pen, what young guys do you think currently on the roster, maybe even one or two guys in AAA, do you think has the best chance to help provide that youthful injection of talent and production down the stretch?
Well, I think the guys that are here right now that have been in and out of the lineup are going to have to be leaned on. And look, Will Brennan's swinging the bat well right now, and I still think he's a guy that maybe has been under the radar, but there's a lot of potential there. Not a big home run guy, but a guy that puts the bat on the ball, hits a lot of line drives, and if he can continue to get into that kind of mode, then that's another bat that teams have to worry about, another base runner in the mix. You know, he's batting second tonight between Kwan and Ramirez. That's a good spot for him. I think, you know, he's not a young player necessarily anymore, but Andrés Giménez is a guy who's just, offensively, he's been quiet this year. Defensively, same platinum glove caliber defense, but offensively, I think there's more in there for him. And I think Bo Naylor is a guy that every once in a while, he steps in there and puts a jolt into a ball, and you forget, he's hitting down the bottom part of the lineup. So when you get production from Bo, that usually helps this lineup take off.
Matt Underwood with us on the hotline. Matt, you know, it's interesting with Class A, right? I mean, the guy's been so dominant, best closer in baseball, all that jazz. But it's rare for a closer, obviously, to win the Cy Young. Does he have a chance?
I think so. I mean, I think because he's been so dominant, I think he's going to be in consideration. This is one of those arguments, though, that because you have the role-age reliever of the year, you know, should he qualify in the Cy Young voting? Bottom line is he does. And so if enough people feel like he's been the best pitcher in his role this year, then certainly he's going to get consideration. I think he's been unbelievable with what he's done because even the other day in Minnesota, bases loaded, nobody out. Yet we were all on the edge of our seat, but there was a calmness about him that you don't see in many players. And Stephen Vogt had a great comment before the game yesterday. He said a coach told him once before, you know, you put a card table up in the clubhouse, and every player will walk over top of that card table without any thought, any hesitation. You put that card table 10,000 feet in the air, and not many guys are willing to do it. Class A is a guy who has no fear. His heart rate doesn't raise up when there's men on base, when he gets in a tough situation. He's the guy you want with the ball in his hand, with the game on the line, and he's been pretty doggone good.
If you look at Class A's first 4 or 5 years as a closer, it's a historic run, like from the ERA perspective, from strikeout perspective. At what point do we start to not just analyze him as the best closer in baseball, but when do we start turning to history to describe his greatness? Because I don't feel like we're that far from it.
Well, I think Mariano Rivera is the benchmark, and until he starts to encroach on some of those numbers, you've got a long way to go. But like Rivera, what separates Class A from so many others is you don't see a lot of guys that throw 100 miles an hour with the kind of pinpoint control and accuracy that he has. And you're talking about a ball that's cutting. It's not four-seam just going straight over the plate. It's got movement, which every hitter will tell you that is a that's a nightmare to try and combat that. And then you still have to be aware that he can flip a slider in there and make you look absolutely silly. So he's got just the rarest of rare abilities that he throws so hard with great command. And he rarely walks people. Very rarely does he put a guy on base. And so that's why you see hitters go up there. They're swinging early. They're swinging at the first thing that they get a close look at because they know if he gets ahead in the count, he can bury you.
All right, I don't know how to put this. You know, we've thrown a few ideas for calls out there. I just want to be clear. We were free to use them. The only thing we would ask is, hey, thanks to my boys, Nick and Dustin, Afternoon Drive, for that bit of brilliance there. That's the only thing. No monetary. You never get this. No monetary adjustment necessary. Back our way, buddy.
All rights reserved. Copyright goes your way. You got it.
Look at that. Matt, great stuff, right, buddy. Bring home another
thanks,
dub
guys.
Tonight.
Take care.
You too. Matt Underwood on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.